Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Richard.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma.
And a beautiful day here out of Laramie. And I've got reports that 5830 is coming in real good over on the little... Oh, in Tennessee at least. So that's sometimes it's not always the best there, but coming in good tonight. So, well, men, I know we've got some callers coming, and I'll be listening in and let you know when they call in.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds great.
And good evening, everyone. Good evening, Pastor Cox. Welcome to Hope is Alive, the show about doing the supernatural works of Jesus. Those who have been set free from the things that have tormented them, oppressed them, and have caused them problems over the years. It is good to be back. We took a little time off again because of 4th of July and some family time that Pastor Cox has, but we are back in the saddle, raring to go, and ready to conquer and go forth with the gospel. Amen?
And so well said, Ralph. I actually was back in the saddle on my trip to Colorado.
So, I saw that picture.
Yeah, we had a high mountain ride. It was wonderful.
Well, praise the Lord. You have to spend some time with family, which is a very important thing to do. And, you know, it's just this is a great summer so far as weather. It's been a little hot where I'm at, but, you know, it's good weather and it's season. Pastor, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a scripture.
Sure.
Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. Now, the reason I wanted to bring this up is Brother David brought an excellent message this last Sunday. If you didn't hear it, get to the archives or get a hold of Richard at the office. And he talked a little bit about testimony and how important it is for our testimony to reach out to others. And that's what this show is all about. It's about those who have a testimony of what the blood of the Lamb has done for them. And when they take that testimony, they've applied the blood of the Lamb again and help overcome the enemy by giving that. So it's so important out there to give your testimony to others, because the testimony of a woman in John chapter 4 at the well, a simple little testimony, you know, that I think David mentioned no real miracles were done there. There was a little bit of a miracle done, because Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, knew everything about this woman's life. And because of her testimony, she went to that village, and it said most of the village believed. And that's just how important that your little testimony can be. And it may be, you know, I had a toothache, and the Lord healed me of it. Or it could be, I had something lost, and I prayed to the Lord, and it was found. It's just as simple as that. That little testimony, you never know what you say to someone, that seed can spread. And, you know, it says the kingdom is like a mustard seed. That little tiny seed can spread and flourish, and it can affect people that you'll never know it affected because of your testimony. And that's how we overcome, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen, and how true. And, of course, something about a testimony, a person cannot argue with the testimony. I mean, they can't say, no, that didn't happen to you. You know, it skips over all the theology that people may have picked up here and there. And, you know, when someone shares what actually happened to them, I share my testimony every Monday night when we do our deliverance service, healing service, here in Oklahoma City. And that's how I ease into it, because, everyone has a testimony, and I just tell how what happened with me and how I got introduced to this type of ministry. And I always say to them, had that not happened, and especially me receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit on June 17th in 1978, I always tell them, if I hadn't received that, you all wouldn't be here tonight. And that's so true, because I know without the baptism, I would not have had the unction by the Holy Spirit to move into this type of ministry. I know it. I was a guy that was very timid, and so it was amazing to me. I never put this on paper to do what I'm doing today, and leading, forming up Deliverance Ministries in 84. I never had a business plan. And the Holy Spirit somehow just coordinated it all and just happened. And here we've done that now, these 34 years. It amazes me. But it is the greatest joy, the greatest fulfillment that I've ever had in my life these years. And again, I just praise God. Somebody shared, somebody told their testimony, and it went from there.
And the Holy Spirit is there to help us. The Holy Spirit will do a better job than us any day.
Amen.
Helper. And, you know, speaking of that, with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and deliverance, because you went through a type of deliverance when they gave you that, the baptism of the Holy Spirit helped you overcome sorrow that was a sorrow and grief that was just overwhelming in your life there. But I was thinking this Sunday when I was listening to Brother David on the radio that I believe that he wouldn't have been on. I'm sorry, he would not have preached that sermon if he had not gone through deliverance himself. Because I've seen a changed man in him as far as his confidence, his ability to get before people and speak, and things like that. And I know there's a new boldness with me as well. I've always been a little bit of a talker. Most people will tell me that sometimes, I don't shut my mouth up enough. but I have found a boldness to speak to some people I would never speak to before, and that's just part of the testimony there. And you said it's hard to refute testimonies. I was reading right before we came on. I was reading John chapter 9 about the man who was born blind and was healed. His eyes was healed. And there's just all this bickering going on between the Pharisees over when the day was, who this and this. But the bottom line is, they could not refute the fact the man was blind and now he can see. And that is a testimony that is laid down here in the words of John that has been testifying for people for 2,000 years. And that's just so important to give your testimony. And there is no telling how many people were saved and believed in Jesus and went on to be baptized because of that man's testimony, because the whole town was like, wasn't that the guy that was begging? Is he the guy that was blind? And now he can see. So that's just a wonderful thing. Wonderful, wonderful thing. Before we get too far, I want to let everybody know the website. It's deliveranceusa.com. If you go there, you have the tools that almost everything that's talked about on this show is available there. The prayers, the problem list, the door closing prayer, prayers for release of Masonic, those who are descendants of Masonic or belong to the Masonic Lodge, praying for those at a distance. All those different tools are there. It's a wealth of information. It's there at the click of a mouse, a touch of your screen on your phone. I do encourage you to use it because it's there. Or if you get the book, Paul and Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. It's got about 40 years worth of experience written down in that book. I believe we ask a $20 offering for it. And if you want that book, get a hold of Richard at 307-742-7582. And, leave your name and number, and he will get that book out to you. So, Pastor, did you do anything this Sunday?
Well, as a matter of fact, we did. After 34 years on Mondays, yes, we're still doing them. We had just 11 cases Monday night. Of course, we had extra ministers, but it went very well. I ministered to a woman from Dallas. She drove up for that, and it went very well. And then I had a ministry case today. Fact is, I got the hit demon up in both of those this week, and it went very well. This woman today, she'd been for deliverance before, and she still had some things bothering her, so she came to the office. And one of the amazing things there, besides getting the head demon up, was she had this knee problem and sciatic nerve that she talked about bothering her. When I did the limb check, her right leg was over an inch short. And I was holding her shoes, on her heels, and I said, "Can you see? Did you know this?" "No." "Can you see your heels down here?" Of course, it was quite obvious. It was over an inch short. And she says, "Yes," and I started commanding adjustment in the name of Jesus, commanding alignment, balance, and pain go, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and nerves, bones adjust, and out it came. And I've seen 40 years of those now, but it still amazes me every time. It's so exciting. And, of course, when she stood up, her arms were okay, and I still prayed over her brainstem, but when she finally stood up and I said, "Do something you couldn't do before," praise God, the pain was gone in her right leg. Well, something had to have happened to see it come out over an inch, and sure enough, praise God. So I'm hoping to probably try to get her on the radio show here in the next coming week after she's had a little time on that and can give her testimony about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Walking around with an inch difference in your leg is like walking around all day with one shoe off. So,
I know.
She was having knee problems.
She had to be wobbling some.
Yeah, that is an amazing thing to see. We've talked about it several times over the past couple of years. But taking exercising your authority over the infirmity that's there, somebody, and it is an infirmity when someone's leg is one inch shorter than the other, and you command it to line up the name, and line up the name of Jesus, and it's just absolutely incredible to see, and especially when there's a big difference, because you see it. It's just absolutely awesome,
and it's worthy to note that. Brother Ralph, that we're not praying to the Father in Jesus' name to do that. He's given us the power and authority, as I'm always saying. It's hard to get it across. It took me a while to get a handle on this, that we actually have this power of attorney, John 14:12, where to do the same works that Jesus did in his name, and that's how we were praying. I was commanding today, and our teams all command. Whatever the situation is, command the demons to go, command healing, and praise God, we get to see these results.
Amen. And that is a hard thing to overcome when you've been taught for so many years you have to ask God to do everything. But why would we have to ask him when he already told us to go do it? And I would bet at times that, the Heavenly Father is sitting there with his hand on his head, shaking his thing, "But I told you to do it. I told you to do it." So,
well, that's what happened with Paul. Paul and the thorn in the flesh. Paul kept praying, "Hey, take this away from me." And the Lord kept saying back to him, Paul, my blood is sufficient for thee. And he finally got the message that he was supposed to do it, as I see it. And, you know, he finally, no doubt, commanded it to finally go in Jesus' name. We don't hear anything about it after that in the Bible.
Well, I guess we're in good company if Paul couldn't get it right off the bat. Some of us didn't either, so.
yeah, that's right. Taking me quite a while to get hold of it myself.
Yeah. Pastor, we have our first caller. Brooke, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, hi, Brooke. Ralph is on here with me as a co-host. He's up in Missouri. Of course, I'm here in Oklahoma City, and you're in the metro as well. So thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, absolutely.
Well, Brooke, if you could go ahead and give history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance finally, and then any experiences, even maybe about your daughter, would like to.
Well, I'm a mother of three. I'm married. As you said, I live here in the metro area. I was born into a church family, but I didn't really have a relationship with God, and it wasn't a very healthy church environment. And so I had a kind of a mixed idea of what God was and who Jesus was, and so I was quite confused most of my life. So I gave my heart to God in 97, and I've battled with drugs and alcohol most of my life, and so I, throughout that, like, I fell away, and in 2012, I rededicated my heart to God, and I was serious this time, and God has really brought me so far since that time. I had basically lost everything, and since that time, I'm now working on my second degree, and I have an amazing job, an amazing husband, and who is in ministry himself and specializes in spiritual warfare. So I've become very familiar with spiritual warfare and what we really do wrestle against, because it says in Ephesians 6:12 that for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And that is more real than even what I see with my own eyes. So I had learned about deliverance through Scott Hensler. Both my husband and I went through deliverance, and it was revolutionary in the way that we were able to commune with God and to even be able to hear from him. And my daughter, she lived with her dad for a while, and he was on narcotics, and she was abused whenever she lived there. And so when she came to live with us 2 years ago, she was very oppressed spiritually. And so I stood in the gap for her and got deliverance. And I prayed with her and for her, and my husband and I have done our best to try to guide her in the right direction. And she even went through a delivery with Scott Hensler. But I really feel like it came to a point where she's at that age where she had to make her own decision whether she was truly going to follow God before any of it would work. And so when I first went to your ministry, I knew that there were some legalities in the spirit realm that even I, as her mother, couldn't stand in the gap for, because I've taken care of all the stuff in my lineage because I come from a very long line of Freemasons. and but my daughter hadn't. And so since coming to your ministry and her saying the prayers and renouncing the bloodline curses and all of that herself and truly meaning it, like, we've seen such drastic change in her. She was self-harming after she came to us and was very depressed. And she had even been, like, it was a spiritual attack, but it was in the physical, and was restrained in the bathroom at one point. And since that time, she no longer has the demon screaming in her ear, and she's able to laugh today, like truly laugh and be silly and all of the things that a young girl's supposed to do, but she wasn't doing those things before. So I'm starting to see my daughter again. She's happy and vibrant, and she's active. This week she's been in a soccer camp, which is something she wouldn't have done before. She wants to meet new people, and she wants to do new things, and so it's like the difference between night and day with her.
Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting?
It's amazing. Praise God. I mean, he's just amazing.
Hallelujah.
And I love to see him working in people's lives, especially the people that are closest to me.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Well, any other experiences that come to you that you'd want to share? We were talking about testimonies earlier, and how we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. And, of course, people cannot argue with testimonies. They may not believe it, and their doctrines may be such that they don't know what to think about it, but still they cannot argue with a testimony. They cannot say to you, or they cannot say to your daughter, no, that didn't happen. They can't say that.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I will be more candid
theology.
With you then. From the time I was 18 months old until I was 8 years old, I was sexually molested by my father. A year after that, and my mother and father were both alcoholic addicts. My father was a Freemason. My grandfather, his father, was a Freemason. And my mother and my father divorced. She separated from him at that when she found out when I was 8. A year after that, my mother put up my brother and I in foster care while she tried to get sober. Of course, at the time, I had no idea that she was trying to get sober. I just, you know, as a child, thought she didn't want me. And so for the next 2 years, we were in and out of foster care, bouncing back from her house back to foster care until I was about 11, when my grandma signed on as my guardian, my mom's mom. And I started sneaking out of the house, and I tried my first joint and was smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol at age 12. By the time I was 13, I had started being put into institutions because of my behavior. And I was very depressed, and I was suicidal, and I was a self-mutilator. And I ended up meeting a guy when I was 14, and he was 3 years older than I was. At age 15, I became pregnant, had my first child, and got married. And I was with him until I was 19. Age 18, I caught my first felony. I divorced him when I was 19. He was very, very physically abusive to me. And this just, like, spiraled. It was one of those things where it was like, it just spiraled out of control. I went from one abusive man to another. I went from smoking joints to smoking cocaine to shooting methamphetamines to manufacturing methamphetamines. And I ended up in prison, and I got out of prison and started to get right with God and, like, read my Bible and do all the things that I should have been doing all along, and met another guy and ended up getting back on narcotics. And this just was like a perpetual cycle, and until the early mid part of 2012, when I went to prison in another state again, and I was done. I was done. I just submitted before God and said, "I'm done, Lord. Like, do whatever you want with me. Just, I can't live like this anymore." And by that time, I had racked up 14 felonies and like 5 misdemeanors. And so I get out of prison in Kansas and I get transferred back here to Oklahoma, and I'm sitting in the county jail. And, you know, what looks to be like I'm going to be going away for a very long time in man's eyes and what the papers say. But I knew that God had something different for me. And so I stood in faith that God was going to do something amazing. And he did. I got what's called the REMERGE program, which is a prison diversion program for women. And by all accounts, I should have not gotten it, but God had a different plan for me. So I went to the REMERGE program, and I graduated the REMERGE program faster than anybody's ever graduated the REMERGE program. And I finished my degree. I had started a paralegal degree before I got back on the narcotics. And so I went back to school. I got my paralegal degree. And before I could even finish my paralegal degree, I was emailed by the district attorney of this county and was personally asked if I would be a paralegal for him. And so when I called him on the phone, he was telling me all about the job and I needed to come in and do a background check. And I was like, well, I'm a graduate of REMERGE. I hope that's not a conflict of interest. And he said, actually, no, it's not. He's like, I can't believe I didn't recognize your name. He's like, come in, fill out the background check, and go through the interview process. So I did that, and I became the chief civil litigation paralegal for the district attorney here in this county.
Hallelujah. For a year.
And I went from that position to the the Oklahoma City Family Justice Center, which specializes in domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. And I became the paralegal for the legal aid in that building. And I was there for almost a year. And I now currently am the paralegal and volunteer coordinator for Oklahoma Lawyers for Children. And we represent all the children who are in foster care. And that is what I'm doing.
Hallelujah.
Right now. And I'm also getting my degree in sign language interpretation. So that's where God has brought me. That's where I'm
praise
at
God.
Now. And
glory. That's so wonderful.
That's awesome, Brooke. That's actually awesome.
Brooke, that's awesome. You didn't get
praise
have
God.
A good start. But look what the Lord has done with your life.
Hallelujah. Absolutely.
You talk about a testimony, Brooke. Well, you got one.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and I know that once you just fully submit, if you just fully submit your heart and your life and your everything to Jesus and just humble yourself and be a willing vessel, then he can use you in the most incredible way.
Yes. Yes. When your turning point, no doubt, was when you just gave yourself over to the Lord.
That was it. I was just tired of being tired. I was sick of being sick, and I was tired of being tormented. And so I just gave him everything and was like, just use me however you want to use me, Lord.
Well, that's where he wants all of us, is to humble ourselves before him and just give ourselves over to him, for him to use us, guide us, direct us, and to take over. And well,
amen.
Praise God, he'll do it, as you've just shown here. That's great, Brooke. Well, I hope
you'll consider going to our training, you would certainly make a great team leader.
Absolutely. I've actually thought about that. And it's because, you know, he does say in his word in Mark 16:15-18, he says to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And I believe that with all of my heart.
Yes, you've got it. And that's, of course, what we do. But all Christians, he said believers, not people with special gifts at all, normal
no,
Christians.
No, it says whoever believes.
Yes. Yes. I wondered how I could qualify to do this, because I have a mortgage banking background, and who am I to... I'm not out of
right.
a seminary. I'm not a priest. But I found, I realized as I read that scripture, well, I am a believer. So as it turns out, I was licensed to do it. I just needed to get the boot camp I needed. And you're
That's
licensed,
right.
and all believers are. They just need to get some understanding, some boot camp on it, and go do it. Well, yeah, I would
That's right, and have that indwelling of the Holy
training.
Spirit. And
well, you know, Brooke, how many we have come through that have the problems like you had and went through. So imagine your testimony in ministering to those people, and here you are, a team leader, Deliverance Ministries, and and a successful business person, a legal person, and you would be able to speak to a number of people that others would have a hard time getting anything across.
No, I agree, and I really feel that I used to be like, well, why me, Lord? But now I understand, because, you know, with the things that I've been through, I can understand people and be able to speak to people and relate to them. Because that was always
yes.
my problem when I was younger, is that people would be like, oh, I understand. Well, no, you don't. You've never been there. But now I can say I understand, because I truly do. I've been there.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, you would make a great team leader, so pray about that. We need an army.
Absolutely, I will. Absolutely, I will.
Well, Brooke, we just got a minute or two left here for the next caller. What would you say in winding up to the listeners?
I would say submit yourself to God, be willing, and he can lead you to the most beautiful place. You just have to be willing.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much, Brooke, for all that
Thank you, Everett.
Testimony.
Thank you.
It
yes,
was so wonderful.
Brooke.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Wow. You know, I was sitting here at the Bible thinking about this. It was 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the Lord, the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. So we'll be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. She's going to have an understanding for those that, if she becomes a team leader, come in and help those that have overcome the drug abuse and the alcohol abuse, and that pharmakia is definitely a doorway to the demonic. I know from my
yes.
own drug use in my youth, and with talking with others, that is. And she is going to be a powerful tool if she goes through that to help set people free. And Brooke, that is just absolutely wonderful that. That testimony you gave for someone that's going to show with the blood of the Lamb. Now the blood of the Lamb helped you overcome, and now you're going to be able to help other people overcome by the word of your testimony.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so common. The lady I ministered to today had a pain a pill problem, and that's just rampant.
plus, you know, all these medications and drugs. So, praise God, we do have real answers for that person that will reach out and say, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Our Jesus is always ready if they're ready.
Yes, and that's the key. That's the key, as you see all through Scripture, that it was when Jesus would look over and he would see, he could see by the look on their face or their eyes that he was willing to receive it, willing to receive it. I've seen something once that said something about, well, why don't the faith healers go to the hospitals? And, you know, Jesus didn't necessarily go to the hospitals. He went to the masses, but it was those who were seeking the deliverance that went to Jesus. And that's to be the key. You have to believe. You have to have the faith, you have to have the want, you have to have the desire. If you don't have those things, then the power is such little effect. I mean, yes, demons can be cast out of those who are so far out of their mind, like the demonic, but, you know, at the graves, the Gethsemane demonic, but the general person just has to really want that, and it sounded like Brooke really did. And, Pastor, we have our next caller. Burke, thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me to call in. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, Burke, good to hear you tonight. Ralph is on here with me. Ralph's up in Missouri, and Burke's here in the Oklahoma City area. Well, Burke, I'm excited you're here, and if you could, go ahead and just give history on yourself and when you were born again, how you heard about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share.
Well, I grew up in church when I was, as a kid. You know, the bus used to come pick us up on Sundays. When I was 16 years old, my parents got divorced, and for 24 years, I walked away from God, but I knew God was with me the whole time. And, I guess it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, I started getting signs. And, you know, people I didn't know, because I used to drink alcohol real bad. That's all my wife and I did. You know, we couldn't do anything without drinking alcohol, you know. And that it started to become a problem, and something inside me, I knew God was calling me. So I told her one day, I said, I'm going to quit. I know I'm going to quit. I saw a man in Oklahoma City, and I asked him if he wanted a beer, and he said, no, I'm full. And he goes, and I thought maybe he had just had a big steak dinner, and I said, oh, you had a big dinner? He goes, no, I'm full. I had enough. And he goes, you're almost full too. And he was right. You know, I was starting to, God was talking to me. Out of the blue, you know, I'm a defense contractor, so this government guy calls me and says, can I pray for you? And I go, absolutely. You know, and God, his timing is just perfect. You know, the feelings we have inside. And it was just, I knew God was calling me, and I hadn't seen my Bible, you know, since I was a teenager, so I went to a bookstore and bought a Bible. And I was driving down the road one day, and it said, you know, what good is your Bible if you never open it? And it was just, the signs were there. And so I just, my wife, we just, she got pregnant, and we just quit drinking. Everything just, it was like I took off a jacket of alcohol and gambling, hung it up, and never put it back on. I never had the cravings, neither did my wife, and we believe, you know, God, he had plans for us, you know, many years ago. And so one day I was driving down the road, and the church that we go to now, I drove by it not knowing I was going to be an adult Sunday school teacher there, you know, a few years later. So I believe God was showing me things in advance. You know, here's where you're gonna be later on. And a lady that we go to church with, she invited my wife, it's about a month ago, 3-4 weeks ago, to the Deliverance Ministries. And my wife, she came back and said, you got to go. And so I went, and, you know, what I experienced was, it was what I needed in my life. I had been reading, you know, scripture, and was talking to a gentleman one day, and I said, you know, we should be speaking in tongues here, and we're not, and I don't know why. You know, scripture says that. We should be anointing, and we're not. And he says, you're the first person I've heard, you know, a Baptist say that. And I go, well, I read it, and it's plainly, states plainly in here that's what we should be doing. So when I, you know, when I went to the ministries, I didn't realize we have power over the enemy. I didn't realize that. And I just, ever since my wife's been, we've went, you know, a couple of times apiece, you know, and hearing Everett speak on, we've got this army, you know, we've got this power over the enemy, you know, we should be doing the things Jesus did, you know, healing people. And I want to be a part of this army. You know, I feel like it's God's will, to do more. You know, this world is a dying world, and I'm just so excited to have went to the ministry. And, you know, if people knew, if they would confess their sins and they could experience what my wife and I experienced, people would be running to confess, you know, and remove these demons that we have within us. And you know, the things we were taught, like, they're working in our family today, you know, today. And it's just so awesome. God is awesome. And what Jesus done on the cross for us, people don't realize. You know, they take things, everyday things, for granted. And I just believe that there's more out there for us, you know, more things to conquer than, and we've got the power. You know, Jesus told us we have, you know, the power to do these things. To heal the sick, and just help people to live better. And I went last Tuesday, and it's been exciting. And I want to keep going back, and I want to be a part of this, you know, this army.
Praise God! And are you planning on going through the training, Burke?
Yeah, I believe so. My wife and I, we've been experiencing blessings at the same time. So I believe both of us are getting ready to start new jobs. So once we get our schedule figured out, we want to start doing that. Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. As we're always saying, we need an army. And the more ministers we have that are trained, I know the Lord will send more people to us. What's amazing is we often just have the right number of ministers for those that have come for ministry. We've seen that over and over, the exact number, you know. But if there's no reason we can't do double what we're doing. We have the physical room, and I'm believing the Lord is going to get enough ministers with us that are coming regularly on Monday nights, and we'll have more people. When you went through the ministry, did you, Burke, feel any of these spirits coming out, or how do you know you were getting delivered?
I felt a lot of weight, burden being lifted. And, mm-hmm. you know, when I got done, I felt lighter. I felt a calmness, a peace, you know. I feel like I don't worry as much. And, you know, that fear of what's going to happen, you know, I feel like those things have been lifted. And, you know, my wife and I, you know, we've had some marriage problems, but I believe this has helped us because, you know, we've got control over the enemy and these lies he's telling us. We get through it. And I know it's going to draw us closer.
Exactly what we see all the time, and of course, we find most people would have at least three dozen spirits apiece, you know, themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so if each spouse has several dozen evil spirits, how's the marriage? You know, could it be better? And of course, the answer is yes. You get the spirits out, there's no way the marriage wouldn't be better. Hallelujah.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Well, that's awesome. Well, are you able to share some of this, give your testimony to anyone, Bert?
Yeah, my wife and I, we've got some people, you know, that we go to church with that we know. My wife actually brought a lady from our church, and there's other people we know that are going through some problems, you know, for many years, and we know they're being tormented by demons, and so we're going to start bringing them in, and you know, definitely we had prayer over at our church. You know, we had some conflict in the church, and the prayers we were taught, you know, the command, the ability that, you know, that we realize we have now, we took that to the church, and so we've got some people that we're definitely going to be bringing to the ministry.
Praise God.
We love them. We're Christians, and we want to see, we want the best for them as well, so we want to definitely get as many as we can in there, and you know, get them cleansed and let them realize that,
yes,
you know, the power that Christ has given us, the authority.
Well, imagine a church where everybody's been delivered. Look what you would have in a church then.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. We would all be of one accord, you know, like,
yes,
like Jesus wants us to be. And yeah.
Yes. What a power you would have. Yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Well, we were talking about testimonies earlier on the show tonight, and how, you know, a testimony will get this across. We're reading theology. People have different backgrounds and all, been taught this, taught that, and they'll interpret the word different ways, but when a person gives their testimony, they just cannot argue with it. They hear it and they can't argue with it. So that's probably one of the best ways. When you tell someone, well, here was my problems before, here's what happened when I was ministered to, and here I am now. You know.
Oh yeah, that's what I tell my Sunday school class. I tell them, the best witness is you yourself. And my wife's testimony and mine, it's continually going. It's, you know, it changes all the time, and it you know, the Lord has just done so much for us over the years. Yeah, it's just awesome.
Yes, praise God.
Yes, definitely.
Well, are there any other experience? Oh, you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You might share about that.
Yes, that was, I guess I was kind of maybe overthinking it and, you know, wondering, because I went a few times and, I just didn't realize that I did the water baptism when I was younger, but I didn't realize, you know, there was actually the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so I feel like after going, my eyes were opened to a better realization of what Scripture was trying to tell us. And, it's been trying to work on the prayer language and getting off kind of slow, but my wife is, she's been doing really good at it, and she was singing a song to me the other day, and it sounded so beautiful. And maybe we can get her on sometime. And yes.
I love to hear the singing in the spirit or singing in tongues. Something so soothing about it and peaceful about it. That's awesome. I mean, you have a good prayer language going. All you need to do is just use it more and keep expanding, Burke. You've got a good one going.
Yes, definitely. That's what my wife says. She says you just gotta just use it, you know, not think about it as much, just let it come out. So that's what I'm gonna work on that.
What you receive, Burke, is better than what I received 40 years ago. And mm-hmm. and of course, the more I used it, it just kept expanding. And I can, you know, pray in the spirit or the tongues for an hour if I want to. And I don't know what I'm saying, but it just flows. Well, yours will develop into that as well. And you'll be edified, as Paul said, the more you use it. It's like charging your battery, you know. I pray in the spirit a while, I'm pretty charged up, you know.
Yeah,
it's a great tool to have in our Christian walk. You know, great thing to have in our walk. I just over and over. I know I've said this many times, but I just pray to God somebody shared that with me. I could have missed it. You know.
Sure.
So praise God. Well, anything else that comes to you to share to the listeners out here?
I just want to, you know, give a word of encouragement, you know, whatever you're going through, you know, we life is full of trials and tribulations, and but we just have to stay strong in the Lord and do His will, you know, what He tells us in Scripture. We've got to just stand firm and know we've got the power over the enemy, and to, you know, go to the deliverance ministries and get cleansed, you know. I mean, it can change people's lives. I saw people in there that were really broken down, and they just gave it all to God.
Yes. Yeah, we had some Monday night, one woman in particular. In fact, when she came in, she was sobbing. I even put my arm around her to try to comfort her.
I remember that.
That's when she came in the door. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her when she left? I mean, you talk about a different looking person.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. She was smiling and outgoing, and she definitely got a Jesus overhaul.
Sure, yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, and that's what keeps us all excited. The lady I ministered to today was that way. And she'd been before, but she had some stuff still bothering her, and we got that all cleaned up and out. And I'm still on a high from that this afternoon. And to see her, she looked different and mm-hmm. excited. And to think that you and I like this can sit down in front of someone for a few hours and see their life turned around is just totally amazing and fulfilling that I never got in the business world. It's a fulfillment that just puts you on a high that doesn't stop. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, for people that may not believe what we're saying, you know, what did Jesus say? You know, come and see. Come and find out for yourself.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Burke, for that great testimony, and go forth. And I'm excited about you guys going through the training when you get settled out there in your new jobs, and you'll be able to have this same fulfillment that we have.
Yes, thank you. And I look forward to, you know, calling back with more testimony in the future.
Yes, that'd be great.
I look forward to hearing them.
Yes. Keep some notes on it.
I sure will. That's what my wife said. She goes, you got to start writing this stuff down. Yeah, definitely. All right.
Well, good night, brother. Thanks again for calling in.
Yes, God bless.
Okay. God bless you, too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, there was some overcoming tonight.
Whoa, I'm excited to hear it.
Yes, those were just awesome testimonies.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm pumped myself, Ralph, just hearing them.
that's just a great thing. I remember one time a brother in Christ telling me, I don't really like hearing the testimonies. And then I kind of explained it and showed him things like that, you know, explained the word to him and this. And when he explained it to me, he said, well, I never really thought of it that way. And I said, yes, be ready in season, out season to give your testimony. I mean, we're ready to give a defense for what we believe, and we should be ready to give our testimony. And you know, you don't have to testify to a great big crowd. Just testify to that one person. That one
oh,
person.
Oh, absolutely.
Right that
yeah.
And that need. And that's what's great is if you're not really sure, ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the promised helper. I mean, it says, you know, if you ask for a fish, he's not going to give you a scorpion. So if you say, just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, give me the words to say.
Remember that Luke 12:12.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I've been, I declare that often and speak it often.
I claimed it tonight.
I did too before we came on, and
yeah.
It sounded like it worked because it was
the Holy Spirit will give us.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit will give us what to say that very hour.
Yes, and that is the promised helper. So you just ask the Holy Spirit, lead and guide and direct me, help me to reach somebody. Something that's often to my prayer life is, Lord, give me a divine appointment today. And you never know who. That little seed you plant, you never know. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're just supposed to plant the seed. And then God does the watering. And,
yes.
And when God waters, that seed can grow and affect people you may never meet. So, again, that is Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, the book written by Pastor Cox. You can call the office. Richard will get that out to you if you need it. Or go to deliveranceusa.com and... Most of the things that are talked about as far as the training are available right there. So you don't have to make that trip out to Oklahoma City. If you do decide to make that trip to Oklahoma City, Pastor will be happily have you come out there. They gather every Monday, except on Mondays or holidays. And they would be welcome. They'll welcome there with open arms. And it is just a fantastic experience. So if you haven't, and you can, I highly suggest it. But if you can't, you can do deliveranceusa.com. Or get a hold of Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Tell him you want that book, and he will get it out to you. And this is another Wednesday out of the way, and a fantastic testimony. And we thank everybody for joining us this evening. God bless, and we'll see you next week.
Luke
God
chapter
bless 10,
everyone. Verse 19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the
enemy. Overcome. Nothing
will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.